Aaron is with us with MSU Extension, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, the agency has changed a lot over the years, of course, here in the UP, and so you have to cover a lot more ground than maybe in the past, the county level, but you have, so what we're discussing right now is the listening session coming up. Talk a little about MSU Extension, though, what the mission is now.
Well, basically, what the mission of this particular event is basically so that our communities know, have an opportunity basically to give us their voice and opinions of what we could or should be doing in their counties, and also what are we doing right, those type of things, just so that we can have that conversation, so that our communities can let us know how can we serve better. What are we doing right? Just like I was just saying, so it's really an opportunity just to have us make sure that we are doing our strategic plan so that it fits all of our communities. And we're doing this all across the state with about 12 different listening sessions, but this one is particularly in Marquette on December 11th.
So what is it exactly that MSU Extension is here to do? Not every university has this kind of a service, and in fact, at times it's been threatened as far as, you know, budget cuts and whatnot.
That's correct. We do ask that each one of our 83 counties does have a buy-in and has a partnership with us, and we have had those partnerships for over 100 years because we are Extension, and that was put into play a long time ago. So that we could bring research from the universities, from Michigan State University, and we could bring that research up to all of those communities. And sometimes what we do and we strive to do is not only bring that research as evidence and research-based programs, but we also try to educate everybody that is in those communities. And we have four different institutes that we do that from. So we have the Health and Nutrition Institute, so we have programs that are under that. We have our Ag and Agrobio Research Institute, and we also have the Children and Youth Institute and our CEFI Institute, which is the Community Food Environment Institute. So we have all these four areas. Some people call them pillars. We call them institutes that we basically have educators and professionals that are in those areas that can help our community members so that they can learn valuable information from us.
Okay, lastly then, who should come to this session, which will be held on the 11th in Marquette?
Yeah, anybody that would be interested in talking about Extension, sometimes it's partnerships that we already have, but it could be partners that we have not yet reached out to or branched out to. It's also people that we have worked with for a long time. They can give their opinions. Like I was saying, it's also people that perhaps that we haven't reached out to and we haven't gotten that partnership maybe to where we would like it. So it's a time where we can find out valuable information from our communities. We also will be having staff coming to these meetings as well, but we will be divided into two rooms so that staff can give their opinions as well. But it's also for our community members so that they can let us know what we're doing right, what we need to work on, and it really is so that we can really have our strategic direction going the way our communities want it, because that's what we're here for.